Welcome back to Internet Radio Africa. We are now honored to have in the studio Lucy Chikinya Mabaya, who is actually a PhD student who has done a research on kidney failure. Welcome, Lucy Chikinya Mabaya.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. We also have with us Henry. Welcome, Henry.
Pleasure to be with you.
Wonderful. So we need to know briefly exactly what you've been focusing on concerning kidney failure.
Thank you very much. Basically, my research was focused on acute kidney failure, trying to find better means of diagnosing the condition timelessly, which will actually contribute significantly to patient care and management. So in this research, I was exploring a new biomarker for diagnosis of acute renal failure, and the biomarker is neutrophil gelatinase-associated lipocalin. And in my findings, I can say this biomarker is very suitable for diagnosis of acute renal failure. And besides diagnosis, it was also able to predict the clinical outcome of the patients, which is the disease severity, which is dialysis. So any suitable biomarker for diagnosis should be able to identify the condition in time, and also should be able to identify those patients that need more specialized care in the case of renal replacement therapy. So this marker was very suitable.
Maybe I should also ask, what led you to choose this particular area for research?
Basically, I've got an interest when it comes to renal pathology and renal physiology. So I decided to look at new biomarkers that can be used for diagnosis, because I feel that those that are being currently used in clinical practice, they are not very suitable, but we are still using them. So there is need to explore other new biomarkers, and this really could really improve patient care and patient management.
Mm-hmm. So the current biomarkers that are being used are not efficient, according to your observations. What are the findings from your research?
From my research, I was looking at the routine renal function tests that are being used, the urea and the creatinine, and I was comparing with the neutrophil gelatinase. And for my findings, my new marker, the neutrophil gelatinase, actually was superior to creatinine and urea. It was able to detect the condition as soon as 24 hours just after the onset of this condition. But you find with creatinine, the levels were indicated pathology maybe a day later. So that's why I'll say neutrophil gelatinase is more suitable. And creatinine also, why I would say these other biomarkers, they are not very suitable. Creatinine, for example, you only notice an abnormal value in the lab after 50% of the glomerular filtration rate has decreased. In other words, after you've lost 50% of renal function. So it's actually late. It's not on time. Mm-hmm. And for urea, it's affected by a recent protein intake in the diet, because we're saying urea is found as the last product during the metabolism of proteins. So after a high protein meal, that would actually affect your urea levels in the blood. And you'd actually say maybe a patient has renal failure, and yet they don't have. It's just that they've just had a rich protein meal.
So what kind of challenges did you face as you were doing this kind of research?
Well, the first challenge was in terms of resources. My sample size was limited because I didn't have enough funds. I would have loved to actually do this research at global level, maybe looking at different provinces, but here I was limited to one central hospital, which is Parare Nyathwa Hospital. So I think the results could have been more interesting and even increase reliability. In science, replication increases the reliability of the results that you get. So if I had done it at national level, then the results could be more interesting.
Maybe before we come to your recommendations, let's hear Mr. Henry's comments.
All right. I wanted to ask about what other methods do you recommend in terms of this situation of the kidney failure?
What I would maybe recommend to the patient is, as soon as you notice any abnormal clinical features, you need to report to the hospital. You need to see the doctor in time, because with renal failure, it's kind of silent. So you'd need to report in time. And there are also other markers with the like of beta-2 microglobulin. We also have ceruloplasmin that can also be used in diagnosis. So we should explore other markers, other proteins that can be used. We should not limit ourselves because science is always changing.
Okay. And then also, what else can you do in terms of the challenges faced, like in terms of the people in the current education system versus the new methods which you want to apply? How are you going to implement it if you are going to be successful in this project?
If you're going to be successful in this project, we would need to do research, to do trainings at national levels. Different laboratories would need to engage young scientists, would need to engage a lot of young scientists in the program, and more scientific conferences, to be more specific. If we hold more scientific conferences, that's when we can actually introduce this marker to people.
Maybe your final recommendations?
My final recommendations really would appeal to the government at large to support young scientists as we do medical research, especially when it comes to advancement of studies. Those that are going for master's programs, PhD programs, they need funding to do these advanced kind of research. So would really appreciate funding from the government and other even non-governmental organizations who can assist us.
Okay, maybe just tell us briefly about your PhD project.
My PhD project, I'm mainly looking at patients with bacterial meningitis. I'm looking at diagnosis of bacterial meningitis, other better methods that we can incorporate to what we currently have.
And what have you found out so far?
What I found out is that cryptococcal meningitis, because of HIV infection, cryptococcal meningitis is on the rise. So it needs to be actually detected in time. So we need to explore other ways of actually testing for this disease. And also what we found out in patients with cryptococcal meningitis infection, the drugs that are being used in treatment of these conditions, they're actually deadly. They actually affect the patient. They harm the patient. For example, amphotericin B, it actually causes renal failure. So we need better drugs.
Thank you very much, Lucy Chikinya.